Welcome to June's episode of Devs Cubed. Again, jam-packed episode for you today on a really interesting topic. And I got you started talking about it on the LinkedIn group. I posted a message on there, and thanks for all of you guys who actually responded. Great conversations there. But before we do that, before we bring on our VIP guest, our guest of honor, if you will, today, let's go through some of the news, of course, just to make sure that you're up to date on everything that's going on, everything that is happening in the world of developer. So let us do that. First up, in case you didn't know, but Windows 8, the release preview, is in fact actually out. So, of course, as developers, we absolutely have to go in and get the latest bits just so that we can make sure that we're playing with the latest and the greatest. And in this case, you're going to go to preview.windows.com, of course, if you haven't already. Right? That's the beauty of being us. Naturally, you guys were all waiting for the announcement to go up. And then as soon as you saw it, everybody started downloading, flooding the internet lines with downloads. But all is well. Now, having said that, of course, even though you downloaded Windows 8, we can't actually forget the fact that at the same time, Visual Studio 2012, the release candidate, actually came out as well, right? Now, finally, it has a name, so that's great. So we can stop calling it Dev 11. But that's also something worthwhile downloading if you haven't done so already. So have the URL there for you, nice short URL, just to get you straight into the download. Now, of course, with Windows 8 and building Metro-style apps, everything these days is all about apps, right? We're building apps for Windows 8. We're building apps for Windows Phone. And of course, how do we do that, or how do we help you do that, which is actually more correct, is we're actually having a Windows 8 Codapalooza. You can actually join Frederic, Susan, Ramez, all from our team. They're doing a whole bunch of these Codapaloozas. Well, really, they're just sitting there. They're doing their code, and they're helping you out. So here are some dates for you. If you're in the Ottawa region, then tomorrow you actually have a Codapalooza there. Montreal, two dates to choose from. If you need any more information on that one, feel free to hit up that URL at the bottom there. Now, of course, if you are in fact building a Windows 8 application, the only way to get your Windows application into the Windows Store is actually by coming to one of these App Excellence Labs. And the beauty of this one is that you're going to come into the lab, you're going to test out your application with experts that are actually there to help you through, make sure that everything is top-notch for your application. And then, of course, once everything is, then you actually get your token and your application will be in the Windows Store when general availability hits. Now, the nice thing is that because, hey, Canada is big, you could do this either in person or virtually. So if you are, in fact, doing it in person, Montreal, there's still some room for you guys to do it this week. Vancouver, you're starting up next week. That's the 11th to the 15th. And then Toronto, we have 25th to the 29th. But again, if you're going to do it virtually, you have it in any one of those any one of those dates, really, you could do that. Send an email to win8cdn@microsoft.com, your name, your city, kind of an idea of what you want your application to be. Even if it's a working title, that's okay. It doesn't actually have to be the real thing. We'll send you an invite. We'll get you scheduled in, and only good things can happen from there. We'll make sure that your application is in the Windows Store for general availability. Now, you can imagine as developers, that's really exciting, right? Speaking of exciting, of course, this one's a crazy one happening with a whole slew of different events throughout the month of June, starting with, of course, tomorrow. Tomorrow is an event that's being streamed to you live from San Francisco with none other than Scott Guthrie himself. He's going to be going through and introducing you to the latest and the greatest in Windows Azure and get you kind of questioning whether you know or how much you know of the platform. And that, of course, as I mentioned, being streamed to you live from San Francisco. And then that is followed up with another live event that's streamed from Orlando on June 11th. Notice these, by the way, are Pacific times. So just make sure that you change that accordingly to whatever time zone you're in. Now, for June 11th, you're going to hear from all of these distinguished Microsoft people, if you will. Scott Guthrie is going to be there, Mark Rasinovich, Quinton Clark, and a whole slew of others kind of walking you through a little bit more detail into what Scott's going to be talking about on June 7th. And then naturally, we got to go even deeper, right? We are developers. We like to go in as deep as we possibly can, get hands-on into these. So follow that up. We actually do have a dev camp that's happening. Oh, hello. There we go. We have a dev camp that's happening on June 20th. If you're local here to Toronto or the GTA, then by all means, that's actually... Oh, hello. There's Mark. We're going to get to him in a second. That's actually something that you want to attend. Registration is open, and in fact, filling up very quickly. So if you do want to join us, then please check out that URL at the bottom. The registration link is there. If you are wanting to join us from somewhere other than Toronto, we are going to be streaming live. Similar to the format of this show, you know, you'll be right in the action, except the difference is you'll be in the comfort of your own home or your office. So stay tuned to that URL. I'll have a registration link on there for you for the live event or the live streaming event. Either way, love to have you join us and kind of see where Windows Azure goes from here. Of course, as per the usual, we always have Tech Days TV going on throughout the month. We had the first episode of the month yesterday, actually. I'm starting to lose track of time, actually. Anyway, so the episode yesterday, if you didn't catch it, it is, in fact, already up on Tech Days online. So you can see that Deb and Dave from Object Sharp went through what's new and exciting in TFS and Test Manager 11. That was actually recorded a little bit earlier in the month. But now, on the 19th, Dave is actually back with a brand new session about actually exploring the brand new Team Explorer in depth, right? So if you're interested in TFS, you're interested in Team Explorer, then that's something that you should definitely tune into. June 19th, as per the usual, as always, on .techdays.ca/TV. You can get all the information there. Last but not least, quick reminder for the developer movement. Now, this is something that you've been hearing me talk about for months. Just wanted to let you know, this is the last month that this is going to be going on as it is today. Now, of course, if you haven't claimed your geeky yet superbly cool t-shirt or want to know what it looks like, that's what it looks like. Really, all you're going to do is you're going to complete a very, very simple lab, send in a screenshot, and then boom, you're going to be walking around with that shirt. And I can tell you from experience, just having been wearing that shirt for a little bit now, you get some very interesting looks from people and very interesting questions, actually. So if that is not incentive enough to get it, I don't know what is. So anyway, developermovement.ca for that one. And actually, here is the link for you to get that lab going. Really, really simple. Should take you about, I would say, 15 minutes or so. And that's about it. And that's actually it for the news for this month. Not too much happening, obviously, because it is, in fact, the summer months. And there's only so much time to do things because we're enjoying the beautiful weather. However, having said that, we do have a new addition to the team, and that is none other than Monsieur Marc Gagné, who just joined us recently, actually, and is actually helping me out in the Azure world. So I figured, you know what, rather than me introducing him to you, maybe you guys should meet him directly yourself. So with that, let's bring him up here. Where are you, Marc? There you are. How's it going?
Goes well, yourself.
Oh, definitely can't complain. So this is your official introduction into the group. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you? Where you're based out of Ottawa, by the way, everybody, just so that you know that. But why here? Where'd you come from? What's your background? What are you going to teach us? What do you have to offer? You know, all that good stuff.
All that great stuff. So, yeah, my background is development. You know, ever since I was quite young, I was in the development started becoming a professional developer in 99. Spent a number of years at small companies. Actually, the company I was at was acquired by Microsoft, so I got the opportunity to go join Microsoft down in Redmond. Spent a few years there. It was really interesting stuff. What I learned about Microsoft there is just how global it is. So I actually had a team over in Dublin. Had an opportunity to go actually spend some time in Dublin. Spent about a year and a half with the team in Dublin. Fantastic team. With a small segue, they were working on Azure stuff.
Well, there you go. And why is that? Because Azure is the back end of choice, people.
Exactly. But, you know, as much as I liked Microsoft, I was having a blast. I had an opportunity to come back to Ottawa and do a startup, and it's something I've always wanted to do and figured the opportunity was there. I might as well take it. So the last couple of years, I've been actually doing a startup. Got out of the Microsoft world, surprisingly. Up until this point, I've been a .NET developer. But when I took on this job, I was building Unix servers and deploying Rails code and Ruby code on top of Goliath.
Nice.
Experiencing a whole new world and really getting introduced to the cloud. Like most startups, ours failed. My part of it did. So it was time to get a real job again. My neighbor, actually, who works for Microsoft, came by and he said, "Mark, you know, you're a really outgoing guy. You talk too much. Have you heard about a developer evangelism?" And I was like, "Actually, yeah, it's something, you know, I've been watching for a while. I know some other developer evangelists." He's like, "Well, would you be interested? There's an open position." And, you know, one thing led to another. Here I am. I got to join this fantastic team. And I get to work in a really amazing space. So I'm working on Azure along with Jonathan and, you know, Windows 8, Windows Phone, working with startups, working with students, working with professional developers. It's been a whirlwind. I've been doing this 3 weeks now. You know, and it's pretty crazy.
So in other words, what you're saying is that we're going to be seeing you all over the place talking and loving up the cloud and Windows Phone and Windows 8 connected to the cloud.
Absolutely. My big focus, as you said, is the cloud, is the Azure world, you know, so I'm living and breathing that right now.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the community. There's actually plenty of people watching us live right now. So, by the way, if you guys have questions for Mark, he's going to be around. He'll be on the chat there answering questions. So by all means, post or say hello, whatever you'd like. I'd love to have an entire show with just you, but we have someone really important waiting.
More important than me waiting. Yes, I understand.
No, that I didn't say more important. I just said important. Anyway, thanks again for joining us, and we'll hopefully have you on the show a couple of times.
Definitely.
All right. See ya.